by visiting the iTunes store and download every episode on wildfireradio.com. Now, here's Vaughn Johnson and Nick Picone bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, Shooters Radio Universe!
My name, of course, is Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com.
Well, super nerdy pet peeve of mine, nitpicky. I don't think he should have been hopping over the top rope like a parkour champion.
You got me mad now.
What is your name?
As always, with my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
It ain't got a back ticket.
I don't really know us like you think that you do.
I'm Ryan Isley.
What is he doing?
My God! Is he the third man?
He's the third man!
What the hell is going on here?
Straight Shooters is, the number one show on Wildfire Radio.
I'm feeling good.
No sleep, no food, no nothing. Just maniacism.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, Hal.
Sorry.
What actually happened on the show? Nothing.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
It is Friday, January 13th, 2017.
No, I think that's your email. Did what? You email it?
No, I put my... They said the ID. Yeah. He interrupted my intro.
I'm sorry.
We're on the air.
No, but I think it's your email ID.
Okay, well, I'll put my email in. As you can Did tell, you? We're still in the middle of setting up here for our live stream.
Did you?
Our live commentary. Not live stream. Live commentary of the 1997 Royal Rumble. I'm Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com. Joined, as always, by my main man, Pots and Pants, Nick Picone, who just interrupted my whole damn intro.
That's me.
I was going to set the table, but you just...
Feeling good.
You just messed up the table. And we're joined, of course, by the third man, Brian Isley.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, what is going
For
on?
For real.
And you know why that's so funny? Because... He waited until the intro and everything.
He could have said
that during the intro, during Malik's intro, during the commercial before the two intros. He could have said,
"I'm sitting the whole time doing this."
I thought maybe
a keyboard with a remote.
I thought maybe that would work.
You guys.
I was like, maybe I was doing it wrong the whole time.
I don't remember my the ID. I know my email, obviously. But
buckle your seatbelts, listeners.
So what we're trying to do is hook up the TV in the studio to the Royal Rumble, as well as play the audio from the iPad app of the Royal Rumble on the broadcast, as well as we live commentate, like we did last year. From the 1992 Royal Rumble, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Brian, you were on that show. Yes, it was episode 23.
Before I was officially the third man.
Yeah. It was one of the original Brian Isley shows, I like to say.
Yes.
Joining the Straight Shooters. I don't have an exact time frame.
And we were making fun of you for being a Strike Force mark even back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You mentioned Strike Force in that episode.
I try to mention Strike Force as much as I can.
Are you kids Strike Force fans?
Yeah.
Boom. Are you not a current WWE Network subscriber?
Sign in, man. This is ridiculous.
I don't. Brian, do you have an account?
I messed up. I know. I put the wrong email. That's what it was.
Yeah, well. Wow. Isn't that what you.
I put the wrong one.
No, the wrong one. I get it. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, right. The wrong one.
So on this episode.
The old one.
If you guys haven't yet listened to episode 23 when we did the live commentating of the 1992 Royal Rumble, I highly suggest you do. I went back and listened to it a little bit earlier today, and this is like Gorilla, Monsoon, Bobby Heenan, Ric Flair. We even aired the intros, the promos before the match.
Oh wow, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so
that's already a year ago. How did the time just flew by?
Time goes
seriously.
By when
that was
down,
episode 23.
Yeah, we're on what's so, this, 76.
76.
God damn.
We can't use that.
Wait a second. Time just flew by like that.
Yeah, man.
So when was it 100 episodes? That was only 23?
Yeah.
Damn.
So we're going to start the live commentating soon.
I think I actually started on episode 13, I believe.
Ah, man, it's Friday the 13th. You start on episode 13. That's no coincidence.
Oh, man. You trying to put some bad luck on me, man? I got to go home.
Tito's favorite number is 13. Oh, okay.
Do it. It's not. It's weird for me. I don't know.
All right, we'll watch it on here then.
Is that
you can log into yours. You can't log into yours up here?
No, because then it'll kick me out of here.
Really? You can't do it on multiple devices?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'll try.
Well, Brian, you want to try?
Go ahead. Take it away, Vaughn.
Heave-ho.
I'll try.
Go ahead and try,
but Nick. Yeah, we're gonna do this like we did last year. Hopefully, we don't just run out of time. I mean, it's like an hour match.
Nah, we got a cool producer. He ain't gonna let us run out of day.
Jeremy's helped us as well, so we appreciate that, Jeremy.
Better not look at my eyes.
I just put it on the spot live.
But yeah, so we're gonna do this. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We're just trying to get the technological things out of the way. We've been trying beforehand. We're going to do it. It's just a matter of trying to get it on multiple screens at once here in the studio. There we go.
Yeah.
Speaking of this, we got the ad for the United Kingdom Championship Tournament this weekend.
Oh, woo-hoo!
So that's going to happen this week. That's tomorrow at like 2 or 3 o'clock. That is loud.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but we can't. It won't.
Yeah, it's
once
cool.
We start this, it'll be
good. Yeah. So yeah, that we got that to look forward to. Even though it's going to interrupt my NFL playoff viewing, thanks WWE. It's like you don't care.
No, it's not
about me watching the
watch
division
it after the game.
Yeah, but I want to watch it live. Sometimes I like watching stuff live, and you know, but I want to watch the divisional playoffs too. So it's just too much. So.
Yeah, thank you WWE for interrupting my daughter's birthday party tomorrow.
Damn.
Because I'll be leaving early.
Damn. Damn. Daddy, where are you going, Daddy?
Wrestling.
UK.
Dude, what?
Alright.
I said 122.10. So alright. Alright, that's good enough. Close enough. Perfect. Alright, so folks, we're getting ready to do this now. 1997 Royal Rumble. Let's set the stage a little bit. This, of course, was in San Antonio, Texas, which is where this year's Royal Rumble is going to be. Why are you starting it up again?
I'm just making it even with mine. It's 122.20.
Okay. 2, 1. There we go. All right. So we got it lined up. We're at 122.20. If you want to watch along with us, either live, if you're listening right now, here Friday at, you know, 6:00 whatever p.m., 6:07. That's when 6:05 Saturday nights used to be WCW.
Yes.
But like I said, San Antonio, the Alamo Dome. Of course, this year's Royal Rumble, 20 years later, is in the same place. We're at 122.10, like I said, on the WWE Network. They just announced the attendance, 60,477, easily the record for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
They might top that this year because this is the only one that's ever been in a stadium.
Right.
So they're going back to the stadium.
And I'd like to think their show will be a lot better than this one was leading up to. Hopefully.
Full disclosure, I've never watched this Royal Rumble all the way through.
Which I find amazing.
Why?
I do.
Like, it's not like it's 92. You got to watch that one.
Yeah, but 97 was very historical as well.
Flair in it.
Right.
There's a lot of flair in this one.
Okay, but
so he got a bicycle.
Yeah, so
from now on, if your joke bombs, you just say you just got a bicycle.
Yeah, and we're like, yeah,
you win. I'm gonna do that live on stage. Watch.
People are like, why just who got a bicycle in here? that's what the audience is gonna say,
and that's why my dad is paranoid. Cricket, he got a bicycle.
And people be like, who got a bicycle in this venue? Who are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know how the comedian was riding it.
Oh, my God.
We could talk a whole podcast just about that. We could do 60 minutes
that's
about
gonna
that.
That's going to be an ongoing gag every single week. Man. We got to talk about that every week.
So you start it up now, or this is it? We're going? You didn't even give me a countdown. I was going to do a countdown.
Let's wait a little bit.
A little bit? We got...
I got to make it catch up. I accidentally hit the button. My bad.
Nick.
Not a good showing for me right now.
No, you're not. No, it's not a good showing.
What is it? 122.27.
Now we're at 122.27, folks. So
it's like Vince McMahon.
Readjust. You know what?
When this hits 122.27, I'm just going to hit play.
He also said when it's live, nothing can go wrong. Which is like impossible because of course something can go wrong.
No, I understand that outlook, right. though. I understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
All right, we're good. We're synced.
All right, so we're doing it now. Like, Nick just started it up. We're going. If Fink is doing the introductions here, turn it up in the headphones. I don't hear anything.
Turn me up in the headphones.
There we go.
Every 90 seconds thereafter, I think we're exactly in the same spot.
I don't know if you turn it up that loud, though, in the headphones.
It's not loud to me. My headphones low.
I guess.
When did they change it from 2 minutes to 90 seconds?
I don't know.
I think 95. No, 95 was a minute apart.
Sweet NWO sign in the crowd there. WCW mark in San Antonio.
NWO for life.
Yeah.
That would have been me, because I was WCW all day, every day.
That person loves WWF. We love it. Who's
she's
we?
She's related to Nick.
She related to 19 is like sign 1995. Let's party like it's night. Oh, fireworks before the match. It's number one here. Farouk.
That pyro was weak.
No, it wasn't. It was Crush.
I forgot Crush was in there.
Yeah, right?
Nation Domination.
With the weird forehead tattoo.
Vinnie Mac doing commentary. This is going to be good.
Yeah. Look at the white.
That's how you haven't seen
it's
this.
Like the white delegation.
I have not.
The white delegation of the Nation of Domination.
Yeah, right?
The affirmative action portion of.
Yeah, PG 13.
Oh, they're foreshadowing.
Of course.
So last year we had Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan on commentary. For this one we have Jim Ross, Vince McMahon, and Jerry Lawler.
And for some reason we have Avery Johnson in the ring.
Hey, they went to San Antonio.
Well, there you go.
Avery Johnson here for the Royal Rumble.
At the game, the Admiral with the basketball.
I get that reference.
Uh-oh. Here comes Ahmed Johnson.
After he just Pearl River plunged D'Lo Brown on top of a car earlier this night.
I got to tell you this much. The visual for the Royal Rumble this year is going to be sick.
Yeah.
The way it's going to look.
All
the show,
it.
I don't know what the show's going to be like, but the way it's going to look is going to be awesome.
Yep. It's going to be a lot better than that entrance that they had back in 1997.
That's not bad, though. I mean,
no, it's not. But I'm saying, like, nowadays.
They were on the budget.
Right.
I'm saying today.
They're probably going to use the same damn thing they use for Raw anyway.
You know what? I don't care. It's still going to be awesome.
They don't change it for pay-per-view still, except WrestleMania.
Hated Ahmed Johnson.
This will be changed.
Why did you hate Ahmed Johnson?
Because, man.
I hate a good brother like Ahmed Johnson.
Man, he set us back.
He set us back. What is he doing?
He's in the Warrior.
The Black Hawk up. That's what he's doing.
I can make a real black joke right now.
So why did he wear an extra set of knee pads on his thighs?
Because he's badass, I guess.
Badass wrestlers don't do that.
And he needed the extra thigh protection. What is going on here?
Oh, wow.
rolling around.
This is MMA. This isn't art.
I know Vince is boiling on the inside.
Just tear into a street brawl. They just want to beat each other up. That's how you come up for crappy wrestling. They just want to beat each other up out there. I don't know what they're doing.
Funniest part is PG-13 being there.
Ahmed Johnson, ashy as hell.
You got lotion in your ass.
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
He's about
see, this is why I hated him.
All right. You win, Brian. Lotion your ass. Oh,
yeah,
man,
his whole body ass.
How'd you feel when he joined the Nation eventually?
He ain't getting no lotion, so.
Well, how did you feel? Like, did you like him when he joined the Nation?
Nah. Absolutely
for
not.
For like the 2 weeks before he got hurt.
I was so happy when Farouk came in with that space helmet and ruptured his kidney.
Right down on his head. So this year it was 90 seconds, right? In between?
Yeah, it
feels like
seconds.
It's been 90 seconds since then. Oh, it was. Frieza.
Oh, my
goodness.
Frieza.
The great value, Razor Ramon.
AKA Rick Titan, which was his other name. I forgot they had fake Razor still in 97.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a 96 thing. Here we go, 96. What is it?
Wow.
That was terrible. His mannerism.
Look, oh just, my God, he looks so.
Get
oh,
out.
He's gone.
Get out.
I think they were at Final Four as well.
That might have been. This was early 97, so.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
What clock?
Are they not doing the countdown for this one?
They must have messed up on that one.
They just didn't want to give Razor any love. Just like, you don't even get a countdown, right? Brother. You don't get no music, no nothing.
Because after a while, that stuff just, they tried to make it for real at first, but then they just made them jokes.
Yeah, I never understood that.
This is not off to a good start so far.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fairly forgettable.
This is horrible.
Where is he going?
He eliminated himself. That's because Farouk came out.
All that because of Farouk?
Ahmed eliminates himself. He goes to the ropes, stops for a little bit, and is like, look at
what an idiot.
It's going to be Phineas, I bet.
See?
You know what I realized
it
recently?
Is Phineas. I'm so good.
You ever Phineas I. Godwin?
Yeah.
Henry O. Godwin?
Yep.
What do they spell out?
Pagan Hog.
I never knew that until like recently.
Yeah. Then we talked about that before.
We probably did.
That's probably what he found out.
Yeah. Yep. I was like, what?
Yeah, that was about a month ago. Yeah.
But back to Ahmed Johnson. You're right. He just had his back with that one. He made it look like an asshole.
And
he could have just went through the bottom rope. Now I'm going to jump over this top rope and get this mug.
A whole idiot, man.
What made it worse is like you could tell he stopped. He's like, thought about it. He's like, okay, I got to get over the top rope.
And went over. Man, I told you, that's
all
why
because
I
he saw Farouk. Like, just because he looked at him.
Yep.
Got to get him.
Yep.
What a
He would not have scored high on his Wonderlic.
Got a four. Jeez.
It's like now a bunch of people are looking at
what
something in the crowd or something.
This is not.
Oh, more Matt wrestling.
Not good Matt wrestling.
Crushing Phineas.
What the hell are they doing?
Well.
And Phineas going at it. Like I said, like I've always said, the main event in 97 was really good. Other than the main event, WWF, at best. I mean, the PG-13 is still out there.
Yeah.
They got PG-13.
They were crushed.
I know that, but still. They're just there.
Yeah, I don't know. Was the last appearance like WrestleMania or something?
Probably. Because they were at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
They were part of that fight. Yeah. With the Hawking. Uh-oh.
Right. Oh, like they haven't been doing the countdown.
No, they haven't. They've just been blowing that off. At least got Stone Cold now.
Wait, so no
number
pop.
Four?
That's just weird.
Right.
One, two, three, four. So he's number five.
I loved his music back then, though. Man right there. Yes, I'll agree with you. Well,
they've got really no reason to get in any hurry. Let Phineas and Crush beat each other up some more. This cracks me up. He completely demolishes Phineas. That trouble getting his vest off.
Yeah. You see how he dove in the ring?
He didn't even get his vest off before jumping into the ring. Austin don't give a damn. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. Damn. He was going to whoop somebody's ass until then.
Clarence Mason's out there. That's awesome. I know you mentioned Avery Johnson earlier. Got to the kidneys also by Crush. Never
get the Admiral the basketball.
I gave him the basketball. We ran pick and roll, and he dove to the basket, and I threw what is called a lob pass.
It wasn't a skip pass. It was a lob pass.
It was a bounce pass or a chest
there we
pass.
Go. We got the countdown.
It was a countdown.
There we go. Stunner.
Without
the tosses kick. Him right over.
Get out with your overalls.
Yeah. And he tried to
kick him anyway.
Bart gun? Billy gun?
One half of the smoking guns?
By this point, they were broken up, I believe. There's Bart looking different.
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah, he probably was.
I know that they faced each other in Raw in like late 96. So
Billy Gunn was trying to be Rockabilly at this point.
Right. That was in April, I think, right?
Oh, doggy.
A famouser. That didn't look great.
This is not off to a good start, boy, I tell you.
Nope, wait, nope.
Goodbye, get out. Bart Gunn. What oh. in the world? Now you get out. Damn. Bart Gunn, you should have just shot on him, man, and beat him up. You might have had a chance. Steve Austin getting that push-up.
On Facebook Live.
We're on Facebook Live?
About to.
Oh,
what's up? We're live live commentating the 97 Royal Rumble.
This was around the time when he was winning me over, because for the longest time, I was the hugest stunning Steve Austin fan.
Yeah.
So this whole new gimmick was like,
you didn't like this?
I didn't like it at first.
You didn't like stunning? You wanted him to be stunning Steve again?
I absolutely. Well, he was losing his hair, so he couldn't do that.
Okay,
he
couldn't be the blonde guy, but Hollywood
Blonde. Damn sure ain't want him to be the ringmaster anymore.
Well, nobody. He didn't want that. Jake the Snake.
Oh, Jake.
Hey, Snake, that's a bag of coke.
Damn.
Sorry, Mom. Right, let's see. We can put this here.
Remember, this is the King of the Ring final the year before. This is some, you know, rekindling of a rivalry here from the King of the Ring.
We got Jake Roberts.
They got the snake in the ring. Just step on it and just kill it. Mm. Look at the snake is moving too. The thing is in that bag moving.
I forget if he takes it out.
Armbar in the Royal Rumble.
Oh,
well, see, it's to weaken the arms so they can't grab the ropes when they get thrown over.
Oh, look at that strategy.
Yeah.
You're a mastermind over there, Nick. About.
We got.
He just punched him down to the ground, and he still has his arm. Yeah, get the snake out of the ring, ref. Come on.
Oh, now they're doing the countdown.
Yeah, it was like the last couple.
Whoever was doing the time got
Royal
fired.
Rumble, man. Royal Rumble. British Bulldog. This is when he was teasing his face turn.
You just watched the screen.
Yeah.
And Jake is eliminated on the screen.
So Bulldog has to now run to the ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
A personal bone to pick with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Look at him go. This is when Bulldog and Bret Hart were like on the same page in their hate for Austin.
Awesome.
But they were still enemies with each other, though.
This was before the New Heart Foundation? Okay, yeah. All right.
On the same page with their hate for Austin.
That was a good way of describing it, right?
Yeah. It's thanks. Funny, though.
Thank you.
Austin was just pissing everybody off.
Yeah, he really was. He wasn't the runner-up the previous. Oh, my goodness, look at this now. Running power slam in the Royal Rumble. And driving him down to the canvas. Bulldog's got a lot of power. He's got experience. And what an opportunity this would be for one half of the WWF Tag Team Champions to earn the right to be in the main event.
He was a champion with Owen Hart?
Yeah.
Okay.
And both, by the way, Tag Team Champions.
Jeez, they both going. Oh, man.
Yep. Royal Rumble matchup. Almost all that Hart Foundation's gone. Pillman's gone, too.
Yeah, Pillman's gone, too. Wow.
Only Bret and I Hart left. Who is this? Oh, it's a luchador.
Yeah. That's Piero. Piero, the champion of champions. This is not the guy that eliminated himself. I know that much.
Yeah, that was Ahmed Johnson.
I forgot they had a triple. I think it was triple A luchadors in this match.
Yep. They had a triple six-man tag before this match with like some of the guys.
Man, that looked like somebody done put a mask
in Mexico,
on.
Mexico, it's called a trios match, Nick.
That's what I said.
I said a triple match or something like that. Triple six-man.
Look like somebody
this is like 18, man.
Put a Lucha Libre mask on Bad News Brown.
And this tight's like a fake Chinese finger trap.
They do. Wow. Oh, God.
Again, it's every man for himself. You got to say, these are some of these luchadors ain't used to losing. They ain't used to getting worked over like this. So they don't know how to sell. That's why. In the corner, Pure Austin, like, forget that. You're going to get worked over in this match today. I'm fitting to win this thing. Ten more seconds. Somebody else is going to join the fray. This is not quite as stellar as the 92 Royal Rumble, I can say that.
Quang. No.
Quang? This ain't Ninja Turtles, man.
Oh, Sultan. No. Savio Vega.
It's the Sultan.
Quang. They had a Quang in like 95, 96.
Really?
Yeah.
When I hear Quang, I think Ninja Turtles, right?
So do I.
Isn't that Krang?
Krang.
Oh, Krang. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're okay. Right. Quang.
Hey, I know some pop culture. Go me.
Go Nick.
Is that pop culture?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Ninja Turtles, okay. Definitely pop culture.
You got like 9 movies.
Just off merchandising just alone.
Two. Yeah. Oh, there goes Puro. Get eliminated by Rikishi.
Man, imagine I was going to say Fatu, but I like Rikishi.
Fatu.
Yeah.
Did he go in the Hall of Fame as Fatu or Rikishi? Well, he should have won as the Sultan. Or he should have wore the jacket. He should have wore the jacket he wore as Fatu.
Yeah.
He was trying to be, I'm trying to make a difference in my community.
Yep.
Trying to be a role model.
I did it for The Rock.
So far, the beginning of this Rumble match is not great.
No, not man. Sultan in his first Royal Rumble. Look at this. The Sultan.
Yeah, another Vince McMahon masterpiece.
He had a match at WrestleMania against The Rock for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, right. If you don't follow the Iron Sheik on Twitter, shame on you.
Straight up. Another luchador, apparently. Here we go,
ladies and gentlemen. Bill? Is that Mill?
Mill Mascaris.
He's the dude that eliminated
WWE
himself.
Did a terrible job of promoting luchador wrestling.
They didn't really like it like that. Mill Mascaris is not a guy to like to lose,
that's
though.
Probably how they had like half their audience at the show.
He got in the ring and they're like, yay, and they got punched.
Was that his first match in WWE?
I don't know.
Who
maybe.
The hell designed his costume? Puffy?
No, Mascaris is not a guy that like to do any like type of losses. Like apparently, like he has a reputation for not wanting to lose ever. Even in the Royal Rumble that he wasn't supposed to win.
Yeah, right. He's like, no, I'm going to WrestleMania.
You know who I am.
Me and HBK will fight for the title.
You know who I am, brother. I'm Mill Mascaris. Him and Del Rio are related, right? Like that's his uncle.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, that's his uncle. And I think Dos Caras is his dad.
Humberto El Patron.
So why didn't Del Rio wear a mask?
He did it at first, and WWE was like, take it off. You're too good looking of a guy to keep that mask on.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
He did the same thing to Sami Zayn, even though he wasn't like, you know.
And who's in NXT now that had a mask?
Almas? Oh, Los Hombre. Yeah. Almas. Yeah. And it was like, you look too nice to have that mask on. Yeah. Take it off.
So here's the thing. Triple H and Goldust opened the show for the Intercontinental title.
He's limping.
And now both of them were in the Royal Rumble match.
Okay.
Back then, a lot of people looked down upon that because they're like, oh, they don't have enough superstars. But for me, because I was like pro WWF, I was like, no, it just means they have better endurance and physical physiques because they can wrestle twice in one night.
God. I don't mind double duty. That means they want.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to be in this match?
Exactly.
It's for a title shot at WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah, even the Undertaker and Vader were in there, and they had a match earlier.
It depends.
Night.
It depends on the check.
You think you get double checks working two matches? I doubt it. I doubt it. Oh, there goes the Sultan. Yep.
That was not a Hall of Fame outing.
I thought you were paid based off the how much time you were on TV that night. Well, Mr. Bob Backlund can't be happy
about that. I don't know. Oh, there goes
Triple H is not eliminated. By the way, shout out to Trips for his tweet to Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Trust the process, Triple H. You trust it.
He does.
We trust it too.
He didn't trust it for Daniel Bryan, though.
That means Joel Embiid's going to be in the Royal Rumble, by the way. He's going to dunk a basketball.
He's going to be something. He's trying to get Rihanna. He's got to be on something.
He got to do something. He's going to win an Oscar.
I love how Owen Hart is bringing his slammy down to the ring for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, like it matters.
I love Slammy Award winning Owen Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He got it on his tights.
He's holding it.
On his singlet.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yes, indeed. You think that'll be most interesting? I wonder if the Bulldog will get it on here. Bulldog is going to be lucky not to be thrown over after Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Yeah, Owen! Just really get some damage. I love how you see the wrestlers try to, like, dump somebody over, like, just, like, trying to flip them over, but it never works. Like, everybody gets dumped over, like, by, like, getting tossing them out or, like, slamming them out. But, like, stuff like this, you see what Bulldog is doing, this stuff never works. And look, he got tossed out. By Owen. You know what's funny, though? How would Bulldog know that Owen did it?
Watch the footage, man.
I love his comment right here.
Put me out.
This was the Rumble that he was like, "Cause I'm gonna win, cause I'm bizarre." You know, you remember that? Okay.
No, I don't remember that at all.
It's 1997, Nick. We were watching WCW
not on Sunday night.
That's true.
I really wasn't even watching wrestling that like that, like in 97. I didn't start really getting back to WWF until 98. Oh yeah.
As just like
a lot of
millions
people.
Of other people.
Yeah, but that's funny because they were like teenagers and adults. How old were you?
I was 97. I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, so that's like pretty funny that.
Jeez, I'm old.
I think I was 12 or 13.
I was 8.
You were 8 in 98?
97.
Oh. Here we go. And here's the way. God. About to buy you.
It looked accidental.
About to buy you a pack of case of Similac.
But I was watching it early, like early 90s. And then I fell off, like everybody else did. Got heavy into football. And then came back around when it was really hot again, 98. And I haven't stopped watching, obviously.
95 WWF was hot, man. You missed a lot.
No, it wasn't. But I realized, in hindsight, I realized how hot the main events were in 97. Because I've gone back and watched a lot of 97 stuff.
When they
the main events was
yeah.
the truth. For
when they revamped Raw, you know, with Austin and Brett, and then, you know, Shawn Michaels coming back after the injury, and, you know, The Undertaker, Mankind, that was, like, really good stuff.
Everything else is kind of garbage, though. Just keeping it all the way real.
We got Cybernetico.
Oh, that's a big name. Cybernetico, man.
Oh, you know what? Get out of here.
He's going to come up here and kick you in the face, too. like Oscar.
I'm not down with him.
No. I hope not.
I don't think Brian heard me, but that's okay.
He's concentrating on Cybernetico.
Brian's like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't, man, I'm trying to, yeah.
He's concentrating on Cybernetico and Mil Máscaras. I've heard like Cybernetico.
Max Moon's brother.
Is it? No. Max Moon, is Conan? No,
his mask with the hair and whatnot.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a joke.
You know what to do when you say a bad joke, man.
He's got a bicycle.
I don't know how he got the bicycle.
I don't know who the kid that would have rotten.
I don't know who was a rotten Nick's joke.
You know what? If somebody comes out to the Rumble this year in a bicycle, I'm going to lose it.
Mil Máscaras' outfit is very unflattering.
It really
like,
is.
Especially like in the butt part.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he has nothing back there.
Looks like you got a bedpan on.
like what is that? Mil Máscaras, a legend, right? Like, no disrespect, but this particular outfit looks like he was ready for the millennium. He was ready for the new millennium. Oh. Oh, Mark Merrow.
It's not Sable.
Because this is Mark Merrow's music first, which is weird.
Yeah, when he was a wild man.
Yeah, right.
This music sounds like something for a woman, not a man. How did they get this to him?
Was it like that before he and Sable got together on screen?
Oh, there goes Puro.
Oh, here we go. Mil Máscaras going to eliminate himself.
What an idiot. He doesn't understand the rules of a Royal Rumble. He's like, no, I ain't losing. got back in. Look at his butt, though. It looks terrible.
Why are you looking at his butt, man?
Because it looks awful.
Because it's flat as hell.
it looks awful. I don't mean to look at his butt like
me
a titty.
Me neither.
But it looks terrible with those pickle tights.
Me neither. But it was the first damn thing I saw. Like, what the hell?
Those tights look awful, one.
Yeah, those tights are not flattering at all.
Goldust got his revenge.
Damn, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Still in the doghouse, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Oh, yeah.
Just showing us we are live commentating the 97
World Cup. I'm surprised he didn't come out first and get eliminated by, like,
the Godwin.
Yeah, something like that, or Pyro or something like that.
Every man for himself in the 1997 Royal Rumble. The Wild Man should have won.
If he was Johnny B. Bad, he would have won. Johnny B. Bad was the TV champion. Don't you scoff at Johnny B. Bad.
I'm scoffing, man. I've scoffed.
That's like Tito being the TV champion.
Oh, man.
Hector Garza.
Who are these guys?
No. That looks like Hector Garza.
Who is this?
Latin Lover.
Jeez.
You gotta kick them in the ass.
Super kick to the ass.
Kick them in the ass. What was that Dave Chappelle skit when he was in the club and it was like, "What Keeping It Real Goes Wrong," and then got beat up by his chick?
Yeah, and then
they folded him. I was like, kick him in the ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, big super kick.
And they kicked that dummy. They had a folded up dummy.
Kick him in the ass. looks like Sable's got her eye on the Latin Lover. Latin Lover. Apparently, Latin Lover lost his mask in the Mask versus Mask match. Poor guy. With a Playboy logo on his tights, on his trunks.
Shotgun. When are they going to put Shotgun on WWE Network?
Soon, I hope.
Nick, write this letter, man, so we can get Shotgun on the network.
Skin a cat. Kofi Kingston has made that move obsolete.
Right.
Yeah.
Made it like
all
nothing.
The stuff he does.
Oh, there goes Goldust.
Such a random elimination. Goldust's probably like, oh, when you're supposed to get me. And he just was like, okay.
Here. Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah. I bet Kofi looked at that move as a kid like, that shit was weird.
I'm about to grab this chair and bounce around the ring.
I'm about to do a handstand.
Straight up.
Rook somehow evaded Ahmed Johnson backstage.
Yeah, he juked him like Barry Sanders.
Back out to the ring.
Or he just stepped behind him and Ahmed Johnson didn't know where'd he go? Where's he? Just hid in the broom closet or something.
Please
like that.
Please tell me Ahmed Johnson's coming back out so I can laugh.
Damn. We're already at 18?
Yeah. 18, yeah.
Damn. Oh, there goes Latin Lover.
18 entrants, 16 bums.
16 bums. He got a board. He got a board.
That's a huge one, too.
Right? That's like an 8x4.
You talk about the 2x4.
He knocked him over the top rope. There ain't no
that's
damn
2x4.
That's like an 11x4.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's like, what the hell?
He's killing my gimmick, kid.
Yeah, right.
He's just standing there.
I forgot you didn't watch it, so when you said that he was coming out, I was like, I remember
what?
That. Of course, he went over the top rope, too. He was eliminated.
I don't even know what the hell just happened. Oh, man, came back out.
Everyone's eliminated except Austin now. This is one of my favorite moments of the match.
Instead of saying ho, he says bro.
Or hoes.
Yeah.
Hoes.
Where the hoes.
Not this one.
Savio Vega.
Oh, God.
You're like Savio?
Savio Vega got on Paco jeans. No, I don't like Savio Vega.
This was before his heel turn.
No, when he was in Los Boricuas, they was wearing like Paco and Pelly jeans. Jeans with like with the pocket on the side of the pants.
Oh God!
nothing but boot cut jeans and cuffs in them. I'm speaking from experience. I wore those types of jeans.
You
back
wore Paco?
I don't know about Paco. No.
I had one pair of Paco jeans. It was the hardest pair of jeans I ever wore in my damn life. Felt like I had two crunchy tacos in my back pocket.
There goes Paco jeans. I mean, Savio Vega.
He probably broke his ass landing on him. Paco jeans. That sound. They sound uncomfortable.
Get out of here. You and your Paco jeans, your fat farm.
Yo, you wore a pair of Paco jeans in my school. You got roasted to no end.
What are those? Those orange abodes.
Like, yo, B, what's going on, man? He got on Paco jeans. He got a Paco.
Billy Gunn. Nope, Jesse James. That was close.
Oh.
The real, man, double, the real double J.
So lame, weren't they?
These dudes had some terrible gimmicks they had to work with, man.
Thank goodness for the attitude there.
Right.
Because how lame does he look right now?
When they could be themselves, because, jeez.
It was
the roadie.
Lame ass punches.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't.
He got popped for that.
People love the real double
stunner.
Get your ass out. He hung on. No, now get your ass out. Popping your collar.
He's starting to get pops now. Austin is.
Austin got like 8 eliminations.
Yeah.
Steve Austin. And you got to give credit where it's due. You may not like Stone Cold. You may not like his attitude.
Owning the ring.
He's a competitor.
There was Jose Lothario's son in the front row.
Damn, Austin.
That's crazy, right?
Just gave him all the old heave-ho.
That's his fellow Texans. He's doing that, too.
Iron Sheik did it, too, when he was ringside. Iron Sheik is a G, man.
I'll give you one guess.
Bret Hart.
My favorite of all time.
Look at his face.
And Vince is like,
that's such a good gift, by the way.
Yeah, Vince, you screaming yes. Little did you know, 10 months later, you was getting punched right in your mouth.
No,
yeah, right?
Don't do it, Brett.
That's why Vince takes credit for the S-chant. Brett and Austin.
It was a great rivalry, man.
That wasn't even supposed to happen. Like, it was supposed to happen at first, but, like, that WrestleMania match wasn't supposed to happen. That was supposed to be Shawn versus Brett, and Shawn got hurt. Austin, pull up your pants, man. Austin didn't tan his butt too much, because you see the tanning line when his pants fell down, his trunks fell down. Look at that. Pull him up.
This guy, he took a shower in his trunks. Wash your ass, Austin.
I remember when The Rock told Coach to wash
his ass. Yeah.
He's like, get out of here. Wash your ass. Like, damn. He said, let me check my palm pilot. Cacao.
I don't know who got it worse, Cole or Coach.
Kevin Kelly got it bad, too.
Yeah, Kevin Kelly did get it bad.
They called a hermaphrodite on a weekly basis.
Which one did he say, this microphone stinks? Yeah. Who was that? It was Cole, I think.
Somebody, like, I remember that, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, surprise entrant.
They didn't do this a couple years ago with JBL.
I think,
he got up and he was all posing.
He went in his suit, though.
And like, yeah, I'm in the Royal Rumble. They tossed him right back out. Yeah. And he went back to the announce table.
Yeah. They're biting their own angles.
Oh, look at Lawler. Jumping over the top rope. And he's out.
Damn.
That was a big bump by Lawler. He wasn't no spring.
I like how Jimmy Curtis is like, you're out.
It wasn't like Lawler was like 25 years old. He was the headset right back on. I
told you. You told us what? It takes a kingdom to a king.
That's unbelievable. That was a big bump by Lawler, though. Jumped over the top rope and then took that big bump out. Like I said, it wasn't like Lawler was like 20. He was probably in his 40s by then.
Yeah, had to be.
Kudos to Lawler for that one. Damn. Now Vince roasted now.
Oh, no. Vince is burying Lawler.
He roasted now. I didn't get to say your name, Lawler.
this morning when I talked to him on Superstars that he shouldn't Sunday even have morning Superstars. Matchup, that he should have come in.
They got to put Superstars on the network, too.
He shouldn't have even been in this matchup. That's what I just said. Not because he should be the champion. It's because he shouldn't even be in the WWF.
Damn.
Damn.
Jerk.
Oh no!
Oh, the fake Diesel! Oh my God! For a second, I thought it was really him.
It's gotta be Kane.
Good old Glenn Jacobs.
Kerosene, ladies and gentlemen.
Kerosene. Propane! 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 Look at how did Kane survive?
It's unleaded.
Exactly, man. We done seen like five dudes that had horrible gimmicks before they became superstars.
But Kane had worse ones. Like, he had the dentist one.
Yeah, Isaac Yankum.
Yep.
And then he had fake Diesel.
And 1 year from this point, he was fighting Taker.
Then he was Kane. Right, he's fighting Taker at WrestleMania not long after this.
Yep.
It's like, look, all right, we screwed you over a couple times, but you're too big and too talented for us to keep screwing. You got to put
you something
cool.
We're going to make you the Undertaker's brother, all right?
Yeah, put a mask on.
He's probably like, all right, cool.
Like, put a mask on so nobody knows it's you, because we've already ruined your face. Like, we can't show your face
anymore. Right, right.
Because people are going to say, that's the dentist and fake Diesel.
Yeah.
So we can't do that. We're going to put a mask on you. We're going to go from
there. Why is Brett cuffing Austin's ass? Like...
A lot of ass talk on this one.
Well, 90% of it is you.
It is. I just noticed it. Man, so like I said, so many bad gimmicks in 95 through 97. Terry
They're
Funk
really early.
Look, Terry Funk started running and stopped. I'm too old for this.
I'm so tired already.
Man, the night before this on Shotgun, he brawled with Austin all over that bar. I remember them showing parts of that. Yeah.
Man, hey, man, start writing that letter now, Nick, so I can start watching Shotgun, man.
YouTube.
it is on
Daily
YouTube?
Motion, yeah.
Okay.
Some of the early
ones. Episodes?
There were like five or six of those episodes before they went to like the pre-taped stuff before Raw. And they should be up there still, hopefully. But that was good stuff back then.
Wow. That was the youngest headbutt I ever seen in my life.
I'm just laughing at Vince actually saying Big Daddy Cool Diesel. As if it's supposed to be him. Get over there and get the hitman. Terry Funk's brother Dory Funk Jr. in the Royal Rumble last year. Of course, the son of the legend
Dory Funk from Amarillo, Texas. Adrian Fetke says Livewire. So I think we should do that at some point.
We're going to live... stream. We're going to live commentate Livewire?
How
why
can
the
we
hell
do
not?
That? That's a recap show.
I know. It was amazing.
We're not doing that. So hate to disappoint your friend.
Oh, hey.
No respect.
You got to do what's best for business if the fans are asking for it.
One fan? Right. One
well,
fan.
Well, two, because I'd be like, hell yeah, let's do it.
You're not a fan. You're part of the show. One fan? You one fan out there? No. No Livewire. Who's this?
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
Who's this?
Another crappy gimmick.
I didn't. Am I supposed to just
know
that's
The Rock's
music?
You didn't tell?
I forgot his first
music. You don't remember?
He had just debuted 2 months before this. I forgot his music. When he was. Look at him go.
Oh, wow. Hair,
such a cornball baby face.
Cornball.
Plenty of teens nowadays with that hairstyle.
Now he is the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
This dork in the ring right now with the stupid haircut is the most sought after actor
dumb boots.
In
I don't
Hollywood.
Like those boots. What's up with that?
He still wears those
boots. Yeah, but they show off the calves. Like,
I don't know. There goes Terry Funk. Oh, he's hanging on. Look at Brett just walks over. Terry's like, psych. I think Terry's about to go out at that point.
I think so too.
And Brett was just gonna walk over.
Brett was looking at him like, "Yo, what the hell?"
He's just squirming on the ropes.
Nah, there was a spot later.
Okay. Yeah. Don't spoil it, Nick.
I didn't.
But
now
I know
many spots.
Now I know there's a spot later.
There's many spots later.
Okay.
Rocky Maivia got a damn utility belt on.
Go get your stupid haircut. Even The Rock knew his haircut was bad. We could make fun of The Rock if his haircut. Got Mankind. I recognize that music.
Yeah, I was going to say. This is Mankind before, I believe. Yeah, didn't he have two themes?
Yeah, he had the intro and the outro. Yeah. The outro was all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's strange. Mankind was badass that first year, though. When he beat The Undertaker, King of the Ring? He beat The Undertaker one of those.
I don't know if it was King of the Ring, but he beat him at SummerSlam when Paul Bearer turned on him.
But he beat him clean one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He beat him without any help, without interference.
It might have been King of the Ring.
I think it was King of the Ring. I'm pretty sure it's King of the Ring 96.
I know they did wrestle each other there.
Yeah.
When was the April? That was Sean and Diesel in April in your house. May in your house. Was Sean and Bulldog. So yeah, I think it was the King of the Ring.
Was Sean and Bulldog? Because Sean and Bulldog was at King of the Ring too.
Yeah, that was their second match. I think that was with Perfect was the ref. King of the Ring.
You might be right. I watched that not that long ago too.
He was in the locker room with him and everything. He's like, I'm going to call it right
now. Yeah,
down
yeah, he was in the locker room with both of them. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. He had that ugly outfit, too.
Yeah.
I think he had the striped pants.
Same one with WrestleMania 10 when he was there. Two Cold Scorpio. Oh, here we go.
It's not Two Cold Scorpio. That's Flash Funk, man.
All right, man.
Why is this suit open? Zip that thing up, Scorpio.
I'm trying to get the ladies, yo.
My bad. Get them ladies. Flash Funk. Brian is speechless. He doesn't even know what to say about Flash Funk.
Because it's blaxploitation in 1997. Come on.
You didn't like the pimp hat and the long coat and the dance with the girls?
No.
He would do it before the ring. He would do it.
This was Brodus Clay before it was Brodus Clay.
He'd go around. You didn't like that? What was it? He'd go like that and he'd do the bounce.
Yep.
Could he just be Too Cold Scorpio?
You didn't like the bounce?
I'm gonna do it again.
So you like it this time?
I didn't. And then when they changed him back, the Too Cold Scorpio, he couldn't be too cold because they were stone cold. So they just called him Scorpio.
You can't have two colds out there, man. Too many colds.
Sometimes I hate Vince, man.
might have brand confusion with too many colds out there, man.
Yeah.
Now you got Stone Cold and you got Too Cold. Which one is which?
Yeah.
You know what? That's exactly
the black one.
That was exactly the conversation.
Look at those boots Scorpio got on. What are those? Got them out of Rick James' closet. Uh-oh.
Oh my goodness.
What number is this? Is this like 27 or something like that?
Yeah, it has to be.
I know Undertaker was last.
Thanks for spoiling it, Nick.
Dude.
Jeez.
It happened 20 years ago.
It did.
I'm riveted right now. Let me enjoy this. I'm caught up in the moment.
You want to know who wins?
Don't tell me. Oh, almost Mankind's almost
Jeez,
out.
Jeez, 1997. It's 20 years ago, man.
Yep. Vader's the biggest man in the Royal Rumble at 458 pounds. Scorpio. What do you think you're doing? You're Rick James boots.
He grabbed him like someone was going to hit Vader.
Right, and no one did. Because they're like, we don't want any parts of that. You're on your own, brother.
It's almost like Scorpio was like, my bad.
Damn right your bad. The damn Rick James boots. Get out of here.
Nope.
Damn. He's on.
So I wonder why they made Vader turn his tights around. Because he had Vader time on the back when he was in WCW, and now it's on the front in WWF.
Guess so people can read it.
I know, but like, why?
I don't know.
I think we should.
Probably some explanation.
You know what? I'm going to pen that letter first.
All right. Maybe it was Vader's decision.
Maybe. Just had to get that V on his ass. Another ass comment.
Yeah, right. We completed the trifecta. Oh, here comes Henry O.
Oh. This isn't their real theme.
This is it's a WWE dumb. Network version?
Yeah. Pretty sure this is Hillbilly Jim's theme.
It's terrible either way. Hillbilly Jim's theme was the truth. Yep. Hillbilly Jim? Don't go messing with the country, boy. You don't remember him?
Yeah,
Jim?
I remember that.
Well, it wasn't like that. When he would come out, what did he do before with the Godwins? Was he like a regular?
I forget.
He was on Primetime Wrestling a couple times, and I remember hearing that.
You should know, Nick.
Right.
Can't win them all. He got a bicycle.
That never fails.
No. It never fails.
I'm enamored by Scorpio's boots, man. Like, what?
Yeah, he was.
What is going on with those boots? Look at those things.
Did he even wrestle at WrestleMania? Or was he in the pre-show, maybe?
He wasn't at WrestleMania. I know that.
Unbelievable.
Diesel's still in the ring, by the way.
He was one of the. He should have been in the Final Four.
They eliminated Razor like he was nothing, but Diesel gets to hang around.
Yeah, right. They're probably like, you know what? We see something in you.
Glenn Jacobs?
Yeah.
So this is number 30 then, I guess, right? Damn. Turn the lights off.
What happened?
Is it going to pop up in the ring?
I love how they're so confused. Like, they don't know. Oh, it's The Undertaker.
What happened to the... No, you know what happened to the lights. Undertaker turned them out. He got the light switch.
Look, he's got a... shirt that's like unbuttoned too.
This is when Undertaker was confused. He didn't know whether he wanted to be like a real person or the dead man. Remember, yeah, he came out in a sweatsuit one time in 98?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Oh, I remember that, Raw. That was weird. That was a good promo he did that time.
He did, but he was in a sweatsuit. He wore like 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so I remember
this
that.
This ugly sweatsuit.
It was like a blue grayish,
something like
and he
that.
He wasn't talking like the dead man either. He was talking about a talking like a regular Texan.
Yeah, he's Mark Calloway.
And the Undertaker. Damn.
That's like a real punch. Damn. Taker got the teardrop on his face like he murdered somebody.
Probably did.
Damn.
Hit that hillbilly too while you're at it. Hillbilly. That was rude. He wasn't even doing anything. Or we just talking about Henry Gotham.
Hillbilly Jim, big as hell. His head almost touched the second rope.
Look at Scorpio. Still trying to hit Vader. Leave Vader alone, brother. Oh, there he goes. Fall away, slam out the ring.
Bye. The Rock. For
damn. Damn.
Fall away, slam out the ring. There he goes. Over Vader's head, all the way to the floor. Flash is out of here. He went out like a flash. Has been eliminated. Terry
Funk still in there, along with Vader. So, Terry Funk. Let's take we're Flash Funk? Terry Funk?
There was no brand related confusion there, huh? No. They had two funks, but you can't have two colds. Which funk? The black one. Like I said, Flash related. He's like their black cousin, Flash Funk. You got Terry, Dory, and of course Flash has to be black. He can't be the white. Flash. You got Terry, Dory, and Raheem Funk.
Dory Singer used to dip in that chocolate.
Wait. I'm allowed to laugh? I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. You're okay.
Okay. You're a funny man, Vaughn.
Thank you.
So we got no more entrance. WWF side. Wild, wacky fun.
Ooh, boy. That should have been a slogan.
That should have been their slogan in 95.
Yeah, if they were on Nickelodeon.
They pretty much were.
Yeah, they should have been.
You saw Flash Funk?
It'd be right. My Brother just, and Me lead into WWF Raw.
You know, he just came right off the set of Double Dare.
What'd you say, Nick?
My Brother and Me lead into WWF Raw.
Oh, God.
Stay tuned for WWF
Raw. Just horrible acting. Horrible acting.
After you watch Goo, you get to watch some Raw.
Sponsored by Goo Punch.
Goo Punch.
Everybody, Goo Punch. Hey, now.
Oh, my God.
That show was Ass. That show was ass.
Shout out. Anybody out there remember Brother and Me?
I got my knowledge.
Please tell us if you like the show or not. Yay or no? Did you like My Brother and Me?
When Didi got his hair cut, man.
That's the funniest episode, when Didi got his hair cut.
I gotta watch the show. I haven't watched the show since the 90s.
It's on YouTube, like Ryan said.
Yeah, it is on YouTube. This Royal Rumble match sucked. We're talking about My Brother and Me.
That's terrible. A show that literally like haven't been in existence in like 20 years.
This isn't like the ending, I think, is what makes it. Now that looking back on it, watching the whole thing,
this ain't making it. This is boring. There ain't no stories being told. And like the stories being built coming out of it. The fans,
it's like
the
story
like,
being told at the very end. That's it.
Yeah, the fans are like, oh, we're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, right.
Here goes
Henry Godwin's in. Like, not anymore.
But. Damn. Unbelievable strength. They didn't even put the camera on Henry O. He just went out the frame.
What's that about?
Threw that man out the earth.
Henry Godwin
hurled
over the ropes. Take a look at this. There we go. Double feature.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And Henry Godwin with a valiant. Vader's headshots always killed me.
Eliminated. Hillbilly Jim going back again. So now, how both of your homies get eliminated?
The Rock.
Get your ass out, Rock.
He mandible clawed him out of the ring.
The Rock. Or Rocky Maivia.
That was foreshadowing because 2 years later he beat The Rock for the title.
Not at the Royal Rumble, though. The Rock beat him over the head 12 times with a steel chair at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I just watched that recently.
Yeah.
Terry Funk trying to sell the ropes like he's in a barbed wire match.
Terry Funk.
Get out.
Oh, they're both.
Oh, two idiots.
Both feet have to hit the floor. If those two guys concentrated their efforts, they could eliminate everybody in there. Why are both refs over there?
Funk on the suplex, I'm back in. Great athleticism. Look at this. The whole line and Funk's been eliminated. Damn. That's all right, Funk. You already win the ECW title soon anyway.
Yeah, right.
Barely legal.
Wow, yeah. Like 3 months later? Four months later?
Something like that. Diesel still in the damn ring.
And went to ECW, then came back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Diesel still in the damn ring.
So now we have Mankind and Funk brawling on the outside with both refs.
Did they like have plans for Fake Diesel? Did they really want him to be somebody or something?
They had plans for Fake Diesel and Fake Razor.
I don't know about Fake Razor. They just dumped him out like he was nothing. Fake Diesel's in there like he's like they're going to put him in a big match or something like that. WrestleMania.
Wow.
He's gone.
But the referees don't see it.
But the refs.
Get your ass out. Now the referees are paying attention.
Yeah, right. Diesel's gone.
So and there goes Bret Hart. No. No. Damn.
He cheated.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is going ham on the refs.
Cry baby Brett.
Yeah. This is the first time I was like, wow. Like, what a loser. To Brett. I was like, that's not a very polite thing to do.
We're getting screwed by everybody.
Now the refs run away.
And this is what brought about Final Four, huh?
And here we go. He's going right to Vince.
Damn.
Vince is like, what?
Jim Ross cracks me up here.
Damn.
Well, I saw it.
Don't hit me.
Jim Rowe snitched.
Damn right he did.
Well, there we have it.
And there we go.
I threw him out the goddamn ring.
Jim Rowe, I saw it. I saw everything. I saw it all.
All right.
There you have it. 20 years ago.
Wow.
1997 Royal Rumble.
Trash.
What? Quite uneventful.
I enjoyed the outcome after, you know, like the Final Four, and the WrestleMania wound up being better than I anticipated at that time going.
You know why
in.
You didn't anticipate it to be that good? Because the Rumble was kind of bad.
Yeah.
That's why.
True.
I mean, they all can't be 92, but I just watched two that was way better than that, 99 and 2001. And 2000 was better than that. Hell, I'll probably take last year's over that. That was pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
Last year's wasn't terrible. 2015 was terrible.
Yeah, and we were there.
Yeah, that was awful.
So.
That was so bad. The whole half the show, boo.
It couldn't have been as bad as this.
No, it was. It was worse.
It was?
Yes.
I'm going to watch it.
Bad.
That's when Daniel Bryan got eliminated.
Mm. I'm going to watch it.
That was the one.
Yeah, because of the results, not because of the actual match.
No, that match was really bad. They built no stories out of that.
Oh, wow.
At least they attempted to do something here with the Bret Hart, Steve Austin thing. Who was the Triple H and Goldust? They had a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
The Nation and Ahmed Johnson, they did some stuff.
Listen,
2015, they did nothing.
Yeah. It was like 30 participants. It was 23 bums in that match.
I just love Mil Máscaras getting eliminated. It's like, no, I'm not out here. Yeah, I'm getting back in here, baby. And the rest is like, no, brother, you gotta get out.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he said, I'm getting back in here, baby.
And then, like, he sound like a Louisiana pimp. That's what he said.
And they're like, no, nah, brother, you got to go.
Yeah.
I got to say, they know my brother.
Know my brother. You got to get your own.
I don't get that reference.
watch House Party. You might get it.
Oh, I have.
The first one.
Go to YouTube and watch old BET album commercials.
That too.
I'll do that along with the old TGIF commercials.
Like, man, can I borrow this, man? No, my brother.
What? TGIF was pretty cool.
It was.
Until Snick came along and made it look like trash.
Damn. All right, well, that's 97 Royal Rumble. Final thoughts on that show or match before we wrap up here?
Hashtag ass.
Damn.
We did have a lot of ass comments.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
But you know what, though? It was a lot of fun, like, coming up with bits and stuff.
It was.
I'm excited. For next year.
We got Raheem Funk out of it.
Raheem Funk. Shiny suit, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like I said, Mil Máscaras. Ready for the Mil Millennium. Millennium.
Oh, and, of course, he got a bicycle.
Yeah, he got a bicycle. All right, Brian, plug away, please.
Oh, man, next week I'm going to be in Norristown slinging funny jokes or getting booed off stage, one or the other.
Slinging jokes and jokes and jokes.
I'll try to be there. We'll write about that on Philly Influencer.
Oh, okay, cool.
Our weekend, what's happening in Philly this weekend.
Cool, and that's going to be in the local paper there, too. I'm going to be in their local newspaper. I'll keep you guys informed on that. I think the paper is called the Times Herald, Montgomery County newspaper. So look for that. Montgomery County residents.
Awesome.
Nicholas.
You can follow me at Nick Picone on Twitter and follow my wrestling and sports on PhillyVoice.com and PhillyInfluencer.com, respectively. And you can follow us on Twitter at Shooters Radio and on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheStraightShooters.
I'm at Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter. You can follow my work on the Squared Circle blog on Philly.com. Throwback Thursday this week was the 2001 Royal Rumble, which was much better than this one. It had Kane eliminate 11 people, which was then the record until that was broken in 2014 by Roman Reigns. And, of course, Steve Austin won that match. He eliminated Kane last. So, yeah, got that. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on those platforms. And that's it. We're out of here. Next up is Wrestle Rock. Their show's probably not going to be as cool as ours because they didn't. They're not going to live commentate 97 Royal Rumble.
Oh, now we're going to have a Rumble here. Thanks.
Let's do it. I'm just kidding. But their show's going to be. I don't feel like hurting nobody today.
It looks like they came in here with bicycles.
I'm like, putting hurt on nobody today. But no, stay tuned for Wrestle Rock, though. They're cool guys. We're just joking. But for Brian Heisley.
We're not joking that they're cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick, for clearing that up. For Brian Heisley, Nick Pacone, I'm Vaughn Johnson. Thanks for listening to The Straight Shooters here on Wildfire Radio, and we'll catch you again next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Straight Shooters on Wildfire Radio. For advertising opportunities, contact Nick Pacone via email at PaconeNick@gmail.com or call 856-625-1190.